What's up, y'all? This is the Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm your Black Boy Elijah Smith. And today we got a very effective episode. The science of weight loss. Debunking myths and understanding effective strategies. So today we're going to be debunking the fitness myths. And it's going to be very informal. I hope y'all ready. Hope y'all had a good day. Go grab you some popcorn or something. Grab you some water. And let's debunk these myths. So, myth number one. All calories are the same. From whole foods to processed foods. Reality. A 100-calorie candy bar and a 100-calorie apple contain the same amount of energy. The source of each calorie changes how your body digests and uses it. Now your body has to work harder to process whole foods such as vegetables and legumes than it does for a packaged food like crackers and cereal. That's wild. That's crazy. That is wild. So the myth is all calories are the same, and they're really not. You got your good calories and your bad calories. The bad calories are from the processed foods. Let's move on. Myth number two. Losing weight is all about willpower. Is it? The reality is physiologically, as humans, we are not created to lose weight. So the Big Macs is welcome. Y'all welcome to be Big Mac. It's all right. It's all right. But no, seriously, hanging on the fat helped our ancestors survive. So we have evolved to keep the weight we gain. If you're struggling to lose weight, don't get discouraged. It's your chemistry, not your character. So it's your biological chemistry, your genetic makeup that, you know what I'm saying, you use to survive and do everyday things that you do in your life. So don't get discouraged, you know. This is genetics. Myth number three. Carbohydrates are bad. Carbohydrates are bad. Reality, whether or not eating a low carb diet works really depends on the person as an individual. Scientific data proves that some people may lose weight on a low carb diet while others may lose weight on a low fat diet. So it really don't matter. It's like in between. So carbs aren't bad, but eat it at your own risk. Carbs is not that bad. Myth number four. If you really want to lose weight, you ultimately have to go on a diet. This is what everybody think. Like, you got to go on some fad diet just to lose weight. You really don't. The reality is a thoughtful, well-put-together plan on how to manage your food intake isn't a bad thing. The problem is that we are overwhelmed with all kinds of fad diets and social media fitness trends that are making us unbalanced and throwing off our journey. That is facts. That's a lot of facts. And this was researched, you know, put together. And I'm having fun. We debunking myths so you could go, you know, do the right thing when it comes to, you know, your fitness journey. Debunk the myths, debunk the, you know what I'm saying, the things that people tell us. But we got to do our own, you know what I'm saying, learning. Number five, eating smaller meals often is one of the best ways to control your hunger. Eating smaller meals throughout the day controls your hunger because your blood glucose or blood sugar levels is more stable and doesn't drop, which causes a spike in hunger. But I'm assuming you eat the same number of calories, it doesn't even matter. Which is wild, because whether you eat one meal or two, it doesn't matter. Do what you love to do. So it really don't matter. And last but not least, juice cleanses will help you lose weight. And this is crazy to me because I always assume fruit juices and veggie juices help lose belly fat. I always assumed that. I thought that, but I guess that's a myth. Reality, if you love juicing because you love drinking the juice, go for it. But I don't get hyped by the claims of dramatic weight loss. The weight loss you're actually seeing is water weight. So the weight loss you're actually seeing is really just water weight. Like, it's not significant fat loss. But juice is typically high in calories, so it's best to keep your intake moderate at most. Found out that there's health risk association with juicing. Damn. So it was like, it has something to do with juicing. So the health is, it's health risk and everything, man. Consult your professional. Consult a professional, people, please. Before you try anything, any fad diets, before you try any cleanses, talk to a professional. But that was 86th episode, The Science of Weight Loss, Debunking Myths and Understanding Effective Strategies. Myth one, all calories are the same, from whole foods to processed foods. Number two was losing weight is all about willpower. Number three is carbohydrates are bad. Number four, if you really want to lose weight, you ultimately have to go on a diet. Number five, eating smaller meals often is one of the best ways to control your hunger. Number six, last but not least, juice cleanses will help you lose weight. And this is crazy to me. It's very crazy to me. Like, I don't understand that at all. But I'm glad I was able to bring it to y'all attention. Y'all understand that it's a myth. It's not real. It's just made up by, you know what I'm saying, the fitness industry. It's not real. But those were the six myths. I hope y'all enjoyed today's episode. This is Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm Black Boy Light. It's myth. Oh, make sure you interact with the episode. Vote. You know what I'm saying? How you enjoyed it. Vote for it, man. Let's get to it. Let's go. Peace.